All right, we're here live.
Wait.
Okay.
Okay, we're waiting.
Okay.
Give me 2 minutes. I gotta.
Yeah, we'll do the introduction while you do that. Go. Do your thing. Do your thing. All right. Go ahead, Mike. I'll start. We're live. It's a special show on Twitch.
Hey, Mersh. This is Sam.
Oh, hey. What's up, darling?
I'm here, you know, fueling the flame. Because, you know, it's totally what I do.
Well, yeah, we're gonna set this whole thing up and then get into it here now.
Awesome. Yeah, Joey was like screaming at us that like we're anti-free speech.
Jesus.
But like, yeah, apparently we're anti-free speech, but he would share a stage with ISIS. Like, I literally heard him say, I would share a stage with ISIS. Jesus. I was like, what?
Well, we'll get into that. We'll definitely get into that once we go live. We're gonna set it up now and do an intro. Are we already live?
Yeah, we're live.
We're already live. Oh, okay. Well, I guess we're live then. We were gonna do a whole shebang, but this kind of happened like last second. So, as you guys know, Revenge of the Sith, we're live right now. It's a little bit of a secret, last minute affair, and we were contacted by Frank, Ellie Werewolf, and of course Sam, who they brought up the name Patriot Prayer, and we already are well versed with Joey Gibson and his little shlomo tricks.
Yeah.
All right. How's it going?
Hey, what's up, Frank? We're just setting it up, talking about Joey Gibson's fake prayer circles.
And just, I want to give a disclaimer and say this: I don't know your guys' like shit talking or beef with fucking Joey Gibson. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I watch you guys when I can, but I haven't seen this one in particular. I'm not trying to like claim ignorance. I haven't seen it, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it.
And so like, you know, down here we had this event in SoCal, this whole Patriot movement thing where we're trying to go to Chicano Park and, you know, raise awareness that basically if you go to this park, you're going to get assaulted if you're not, you know, Hispanic, if you're white or black or whatever, or you're going to get your shit beat in, you know? And we were trying to do all that, and it was fine and fun, and like, so Joey Gibson was there, and I have no idea who the fuck this guy is, really. Like, I know he's the guy from Patriot Prayer and all that. I heard his name here and there. But so after the event, when we get to the parking lot, he spurgs out on me. He's like, hey, man, I hear you're talking a lot of shit on me, blah, blah, talking shit. And I reacted to him and said, dude, I don't know who the fuck you are. Like, who the fuck are you? And multiple people had to tell me, that's Joey Gibson. And I'm like, oh, Joey Gibson, Patriot Prayer, okay. So then he goes on this spurgy little thing saying that I attack the alt-right too much and I'm attacking people too much and I'm a coward. And then he goes off to say basically that ISIS deserves a platform.
Was it somebody expected to call? Because somebody's calling in. I'm wondering if that's him. You want me to see if that's him?
Good. Yeah, bring him in.
Okay. Hi, caller. Who's this? Caller, who's this? Hello.
Well, hello, hello, hello.
Well, whoever it was.
Hello?
Yeah, whoever it was.
Whoever was hung up. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so like Joey started telling me like, I don't believe in free speech. I'm a snowflake and all this other retarded shit. So I asked him, I'm like, Joey, so would you give a platform to ISIS or communists and all stuff? And he said, yes. So according to Joey Gibson, ISIS and communists, they all deserve a platform because that's how we expose them. Even though George Soros is paying for it, even though we're indoctrinated in schools about it, even though Black Lives Matter killed Black Lives Matter through Micah Xavier Johnson killed killed five cops, like that's his prerogative, and it makes no sense. He called me a cuck and a snowflake over this.
Hi, caller, who's this? You're on with LA Werewolf.
It's Jack.
Hey, Jack, bad time, buddy.
Bad timing, buddy.
Very bad time, buddy.
See you, bud. Sorry about that. That was a different caller.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
Are you going to be on the blooper reel?
I mean, come on, guys. We're trying to do a thing right now, all right? All the gaming people and the boomers and the Pizzagate and the Dan Schneider people, fucking take a seat.
I'm not taking any more calls unless I know it's this homo,
yeah,
Joey
seriously,
Gibson.
Enough of this shit. If anybody's listening,
yeah,
you get a line in.
Hang on, hang on.
If anybody's got a line in, I'm putting it out there right now, bright and early. If anybody knows Joey Gibson, Pam, if any of you guys are watching this, Tiny, get fucking Joey Gibson, Patriot Prayer, call in Revenge of the Sith, 954-573-2780.
Or let's just schedule a game. I'll fucking dial him even worse.
Yeah, okay.
Well, he's already, I'll be honest, he's already refused to come on the show once before.
Yeah.
And it was over stuff.
Because he's a faggot.
Well,
he promotes free speech and all this bullshit, and he doesn't want to do it. Like, he wants to, okay, let me tell you a little bit about my anger, like, behind the scenes.
Sure.
This guy comes from Portland down to our event to start shit. I don't know who the fuck he is. I've never met him in real life. And he comes out of here acting like a hotshot boss caller, telling me that I harass people and I cause problems. Yet he started it. He initiated it. And then he wants to spurg out about free speech, and he wants to talk about how Black Lives Matter deserves a platform and all this nonsense. And I called him out on it, and he's just butthurt about it. And he's so butthurt, he's decided to call me later tonight and bitch about it behind the scenes. But, like, I'm tired of it, dude. Like, you're a faggot. Like, if you like free speech, debate me on free speech. Let's just do it, you know?
Well, okay. He's pretty badass, though. He wears a backwards baseball cap with his name on it. So, listen, I mean, that's pretty dope, dude.
First of all, first of all, everybody leave Sons of Anarchy Beanie alone. What I want to say right now is that our initial issue, just so people get a background on this guy, is we met them in D.C. way back when we first started the show. And they seem like all right people. Then couple months go by, whatever. We didn't really have any dealings with them. But they were, you know, look, Joey Gibson has this whole vibe where he does this whole boomer thing where he's like, hey, let's do a video right now. I want to do a prayer for all our soldiers out there in Israel, our greatest ally, and all that bullshit, right? And he gets all these boomer cucks to give him money, boomer bucks for YouTube
cucks.
And
that's why I want to know how he's paying for his trip to get down here.
Well, yeah, no, and that's the thing. He raises money from all these, you know, hapless boomers. And he does this whole "I'm a Christian" thing, right wing MAGA shit. But I specifically approached him.
So Christian to back a terrorist organization. Well, you fucking idiot!
I asked him.
I just want to saw your fucking head off.
But I asked him about one of his guys representing Patriot Prayer, Tiny, live streaming himself, calling everybody faggots and punching them in the face.
Oh,
that's where we made the Battle of Patriot Prayer guy.
We made the Battle of Berkeley video.
Yeah, and he decided to fucking not come on our program, and we just made fun of him anyway. But anyway, continue. So apparently, you're being too mean to the alt-light. Is that what he saying?
Well, yeah, he came up to me and he's like, hey man, you guys are being like, he said to me specifically, you're mean to the alt-light. And I said, well, what does that mean? He says, you keep attacking too many patriots. And I said, yeah, you know, I attack Joy Villa, you know, for being a Scientologist. Like, I don't know why that's an issue. And I also attacked Laura Loomer, who has attacked Irma and other people in the movement. Again, I don't see how that's an issue. And then he tries to allude basically that I attack the alt-light in general and basically him. And he claims that I attack him a lot when originally I genuinely have never met the guy and I don't know a fucking thing about him other than the fact that I am now a cuck because I don't want to share a stage with Black Lives Matter.
Hang on. Wait a minute. I think I might have an inkling of where the tension came from.
What happened?
You were wearing one of our t-shirts today, were you not?
Oh, so this is the guilt of association
fellow. Oh, no.
So let me get this straight. No, hold on. I'm not done trying to tag a new asshole. Hold on.
Okay, sure.
Listen up. So Mr. Free Speech
yes.
will not let Augustus Invictus share a stage with him or anybody in the alt-right. Or he won't even talk to me now because I wear Revenge of the Sith, which is allegedly an alt-right podcast.
Sorry.
But yet Mr. Free Speech believes in giving a platform to cop killers like Black Lives Matter. He fucking thinks ISIS should deserve a platform. And I want to know, does Joey Gibson support pedophiles who voted for Donald Trump? Because that's the trajectory that faggot is going on. He is an idiot to talk like this.
I pictured at least 5 or 6 people in my mind today, perhaps going up to Mr. L.A. Werewolf and having words with him based on him wearing our shirt. And I totally forgot about Joey Gibson.
Here's the thing.
No, but Joey Gibson came up to me. Yeah. I don't know who the fuck he is. I don't know what he looks like. He just came up to me randomly, dude.
But that's the thing. But these guys, they're all these fucking blowhards. And like you said, we criticize them for the same thing. It's all this free speech thing. We said the same thing. That doesn't let Augustus Invictus do anything. He sits out there with his microphone pretending to be Christian. Like, everyone hold your hands and let's pray to God and our country and the flag and America.
Hell yeah.
And Israel.
Amen.
And look, don't get me wrong. I understand that if you want to get your security deposit back on the venue and Augustus Invictus shows up with a goat and a machete, you might have second thoughts. But at the end of the day, if he just wants to speak, you let the man speak.
No. Hold on, Merce. You make that joke. Now, is Augustus going to call you and bitch and cry that you made that joke?
No.
You're attacking the alt-right. Oh, L.A. Werewolf's wearing the shirt and he hates Augustus Invictus because of this podcast. Does that happen?
No, we've questioned him about the goat thing on air. Like,
yeah, we broke his balls on the air and he was like, oh, great show. That was fun, guys. Do it again.
Augustus isn't going to do shit about it because he doesn't care.
But that's my point. It's They're literally already embracing the name alt-light, which, to be honest, was used to make fun of them. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not a compliment.
Like, cuckolding will be the next new thing. I know. What? They're going to embrace the word cuck.
Look, you guys are, look, I'm going to be honest with you. LA Werewolf has been really harsh on the alt-cuck movement. And, you know, I get really mad because, you know, there are a lot of people like myself, and I enjoy.
It's the alt-kike movement, Mersh.
Yeah, look, some people like myself enjoy watching a large, muscular, well-built African-American gentleman come inside my wife, but I also hate the Jews.
They're called
so
bulls.
Give me a break.
They're called bulls. On Craigslist, you look for a bull.
A bull, yes.
Yes.
To ruin
your menopause. Possible wife.
So I already look. I put the message out to a few people. I know he's not going to call. He didn't want to call us under much nicer, more positive circumstances.
But then he shows up and he starts bowing up on people. Like, fuck him, man.
Hold on. Yeah. I challenge Joey Gibson to a free speech debate or whatever he thinks free speech is, because I'm allegedly a cuck on Monday or whenever you guys want on your show.
Sure.
Just like call that faggot up and say, hey, bitch, like I want to talk to you about free speech and platforms. And maybe we shouldn't give pedophiles a platform. Maybe we shouldn't give ISIS a platform. Maybe Black Lives Matter should not get a platform. Maybe we should give the alt-right a platform and help them out.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe we hang out and talk a little more and wait, because I just, all I'm saying is there might be some people tagging things right now. And
oh, good.
Getting the word out. So,
yeah, they probably will.
You know, it's the West Coast.
You know, I'm not going to wash this shirt. I'm not going to wash this Revenge of the Sith shirt. I'm going to wear it until that dumb idiot decides to debate me.
I can't believe. What a fucking. First off, to walk up to somebody and go, oh, you said saying bad things. Yeah, guess what, buddy? That's the fucking way the world works. Mm-hmm. There was literally 1,000, and most of them illegal Mexicans over there that you should have been yelling at.
No, that's not how free speech works. According to Joey Gibson's free speech world, you cannot talk bad about him.
Okay, but what if I sit here and with the other boomers, we pray to God.
Yeah, but you're talking about more. This is more of that fucking okay. Kyle Chapman, Lauren Southern, fucking boomer money, alt-light horse shit people that...
Wait, hold on. Can I just ask real fast? Can you guys please give a shout out to my Patreon? Because it's only at like $300.
Yes.
Like, I really need Patreon/LA Werewolf. I need to get to 500 because this room that I'm sleeping in is not as good as Joey Gibson's room. He has a nicer room than me with a girl, probably 5 stars. I'm in this fucking Motel 6 over here with roaches and shit. I need to pray to God. Can you guys please... fucking chill for my Patreon account.
Yes, you seriously. Know what? And here's you know what? You know why you're not? Because you have to go out and you have to pander to boomers. Because instead of investing their money with Birch Gold, they're
going
to
making shit out here being all right.
Hang on. I think I've pretty much got like the whole Joey Gibson, Kyle Chapman, that whole vibe. I think I've got their vibe down at this point. So guys, just follow my lead. We're all going to make a shitload of money. You guys ready? All right, guys. Close your eyes. We're going to say a prayer.
Okay, here we go.
All right, folks.
All right.
First of all, just want to pray.
Wait, no. Wait, you got to pray to Allah because this is a free speech prayer.
Okay. All right, I'm going to do this.
ISIS gets a platform and so does Allah.
Okay. Well, yeah, this is Joey Gibson trying to pray. I just want to make sure y'all that, you know, our great patriots out here. In the background. All right, well, you know what? I'll let you go first and then I'll go second. It's fine.
Just... fucking bullshit. They don't understand. These fucking alt-light idiots don't understand that pandering to centrist or to the left is going to get them fucking nothing. That's all they're doing. They're robbing boomers who should be out there riding their fucking Honda Goldwings with their fucking old wives and going to fucking Bob Evans for early meals. But instead, they're following this leather jacket fucking Sons of Anarchy extra reject out there who fucking thinks he's the tough guy because he walks around with this guy named Tiny, this gorilla motherfucker that he walks around with as his bodyguard because he's not going to do anything himself. He's going to confront people. You're still being mean to us, you fucking faggot. No, now we're going to be meaner because we know it fucking bothers you, you fucking pussy.
No, but here's the thing. I don't know who Joey Gibson is. I gave him my number at the rally to talk to me if he has a problem. Then he calls me tonight and spurs out like an autistic retard. And like this is what has gotten me to then go on the podcast and say, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to go on the podcast and I'm going to say, hey, faggot, hey. Come and debate me on the podcast, Mr. Free Speech Boy. Like, I don't understand. Why cannot he admit that he fucked up with the whole rally thing, letting Black Lives Matter on stage? Why can't he just say, hey, you know what? I was an idiot and I fucked up. You know, like, it's not even that hard.
All right, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we be more proactive in it? Anybody out there got Joey Gibson's number? We can give him a ring-a-ding-ding.
Just send it to us. Send it to us, and we'll call them on air right now.
Hey, Mersh.
Yes?
It's them. I just texted it to you.
Oh, I love you, Sam. Oh, Sam, I love you, darling.
Yeah, I'm with Sam right now.
All right, yeah.
Me and Sam don't hook up.
You guys are awesome.
You know, we don't do that Haley thing.
Thank you so much.
So
let's give him a call. Let's settle the beef out here, huh? 2018, didn't they say it's the year of the internet blood sports? So we're going to go with the...
This is the blood sports, dude. Fuck it.
Oh, boy. I know what's a hot in the streets.
You know, like I didn't choose this. This chose me. He chose to come up to me today, life. So this is his fault, dude.
Yeah, give me a sec here. I will do it.
I was just wearing my Revenge of the Sith shirt with my Walkman on, not doing anything wrong, you know.
Yeah, you listen, you guys were good boys today. I watched you on the stream. You even behaved. Even when you walked over to the other side,
yeah.
you behaved. I didn't know what was gonna happen, but you guys, you know, I was like, oh boy, they're gonna go be. What's happening? Is he fucking
hold on, I'll get it.
Having a couple of pints with fucking what? Jack Posobiec and fucking Kyle Chapman. They all fucking telling war stories from Berkeley. Bunch of faggots.
Hell yeah.
Fucking hate these people.
Basic, man.
I'm so sick of these fucking dude. I'm just sick of these people, man. They sell everybody on prayer and Jesus and how Jews are our fucking number one ally, and we're all this neocon Ben Shapiro horse shit, and then they try to fucking sell you a shirt, and then they fucking, oh God, dude, that picture, you know what summarizes this, all of these people, is that picture of Lauren Southern with the Proud Boys where they're taking pictures with her. That is fucking
I'm calling right now.
With Omar?
I'm calling right now.
Oh boy.
She'll be ringing here in a sec.
See what happens.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't go straight to voicemail. Come on.
Yeah, what's up, man?
It's probably going to go straight to cuck mail.
Yeah, he's probably, you know, probably already got his fucking, he's out with his pals right now. They're all fucking puffing their chests out. We did it. We did it, man. We really sent a message today, boys. Riding through this world. Is that the ring back tone?
Well, I just want to say, too, like, when Joey called me, I had it on speaker, and I said, like, hey, you're on the air, you're being recorded, and he said he didn't care. So, like, I have it all, you know, saved.
Yeah, well, I don't know what's happening.
Hey, I'll try again. I'll try again. It's no big deal.
This guy.
He's probably fucking Haley right now. So he doesn't have time to...
Oh boy! Now I did hear rumor, and this is just a rumor, folks. Okay, I'm not laying any claim to the veracity of these rumors, but I have heard that Kyle Chapman and Joey Gibson do share a mistress. I've heard that. That's something I've heard. I'm reporting to you that it's hit my ears before. I cannot claim that it's true.
Now, hopefully, it's not a trap.
No, I mean, yeah, this Haley girl. Is from what I know. From what I know, I hear that between Kyle Chapman.
Hi, hey caller.
Right.
Hello.
Huh?
Hey, Joey.
You're on the air.
No, no, she.
Wow, he's gone real deep undercover, hasn't he? He's just hanging out with the other side of the wall now.
Hello, Joey. You there?
Hung up, whoever it was. That was the number, though.
Bro, that was a terrible fake speech. Mexican accent.
Free speech, Joey.
Well,
Mr. Free
speech. I'll try again. It's no big deal. I could keep trying.
You got it.
I'm just going to double check, but I
have. Now, can I verify? I can say partial number. Are you sure you meant to go 360 area code, or was it a 330? Oh, no, that's a 360 would be. Okay.
That's the number I was given.
We got it. It's the right one.
Maybe he's just hanging out with fucking Chicanos.
One second.
See if we get him.
Hello.
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 This is Joey Fox.
So is Joey gonna actually be a man and answer these claims?
Tell him
or?
To take his leather jacket off and fucking come in here like a man. Stop saying his fucking prayers.
Why is he hiding behind his mistress?
Yeah.
He and Kyle Chapman's mistress allegedly.
Seriously. Oh, hung up again.
What a bunch
of... What a cuck.
What a fucking cuck.
Okay, so hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Free Speech Joey. This is Free Speech Joey, who wants to share a stage of Black Lives Matters, and he gets mad at me when I criticize that. and yet he won't come on this podcast and entertain anything. This is the same podcast that triggered him when I wore it on my chest.
Yeah. And for the record, Joey, if Augustus Invictus is too intense for you, you do not have it cut out for real, like, alt-right people. You don't.
Yeah, because I will gas you instantly. I'm so alt-right.
Seriously, I'm just saying, if you can't, if the raging Cajun Augustus Invictus is too much for you, how are you going to fucking deal when you, I mean, how does he feel about somebody like Mike Enoch, who's like just straight up fucking, but what does he say about
that?
I just want to point out that he does his fucking tough guy act, but then when you call him, he does a fucking prank that you do in middle school.
No, and then has his fucking girl pick up the phone for him. That was a girl.
No, that might be him. That sounds like somebody without testicles.
That was a chick. That was a chick calling. That was his fucking, that was maybe, like Frank said, maybe it was Haley. Maybe it was, you know, him and Kyle.
No, but
go ahead.
He's really Christian though, so he's obviously not doing that.
No,
kind of stuff.
No, he's not sharing us. He's not sharing a side chick.
God's not gonna let that happen.
No, he is not sharing a side chick with Based Fed Man. We're not saying that on this program.
No, he would never do that.
What a pussy, dude!
He only came to Portland with her down here. I mean, but. They would have separate rooms. I mean, come on.
I'm calling again.
Dude, Royce and I went to that fucking, went on that retarded-ass Kumite show, and we knew we were walking into a 6-on-2 bloodbath, but we went in there like, man. We went in there, as one of our commenters said, we went in there guns blazing against a SWAT team, like two niggers with shot-off shotguns.
I've still never seen that stream. It sounds kind of funny.
It was, yeah, and we did our thing and whatever, but the thing is,
I reached Joey Gibson with District Real Estate. If you would like for me to get back to you,
I'm Joey Gibson, and I'm too afraid
send me a quick
to actually.
Wait, otherwise, leave me a message, and I'll get back to you.
Well,
thank you.
He does real estate?
Yeah.
You want to leave him a message? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that's cool.
Joey!
What's
come
up,
on,
Joey
man,
boy?
Call us back.
We're going to say a prayer for you.
We're gonna pray in Jesus' name that you bless us and wash us with the blood of your lamb.
Yeah, that's good. Stop walking up to people
and
wearing our.
Hopefully Joey prays for UPNF and prays that everyone makes it home safe.
Seriously though, nice hat, Dick.
Anyway, hope you're doing well, man. Call us back. Okay, I got hung up. There he goes.
Fucking guy, man. You know, that's the thing, dude. These guys look, and I saw that shit during your feed today. For those of you who don't know, LA Werewolf was live streaming from Folklore Americana's YouTube stream today, and if you're not subscribed to both of them, you're a piece of shit, and I don't want to
thank
associate
you for that.
With you.
I appreciate that.
But you were streaming, and I did notice there were like fucking old guys coming around, like school, like police and people, like don't yell that shit in the microphone. People were like, okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. Dude,
what a
so
bunch
tough.
Of cucks.
They went up to me. They're like, hey, is your LA Werewolf thing? Is that like a Nazi reference?
Yes.
I thought my LA Werewolf jacket was a Nazi wolf jacket thing, and I'm just like, dude. Maybe I'm going to make that next time, man. You gave me a cool idea. Thanks.
And then my answer is always, yeah, it is. It's a Nazi thing. Everything's a Nazi thing.
Yeah.
Everything is.
Yeah.
Just everything.
I did see some choice photographs of you that Nick Abbott tweeted to me today that were pretty funny.
Wait, Nick took pictures of me?
No, I guess they were old pictures of you, like with the like swastika stuff.
I was hoping I look good.
Yeah, he's a little weirdo, man. That is a weird guy.
I was going to ask if I should put those on my Patreon so I can get more money.
Dude, I had fun putting the boots to that kid, but then at some point you just go, man, God damn, I feel bad for you, man. He's like that kid that you beat up in school, and you like you brag about it, and then like a week later you realize he comes into school every day smelling like piss, wearing two shoes that don't match. And you're like, wow.
You know who I feel bad for? I feel bad for everyone working with Nick Abbott right now.
Who is working with Nick Abbott?
People.
Kyle Chapman? Huh? Who besides Kyle Chapman?
I can't say anything.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying Nick Abbott is he's.
It's just it's so
if this
gets
if life
embarrassing.
Were, if life were a role playing game and you killed Nick Abbott, you'd gain zero experience points.
Yeah. Yes, you're right.
But you know what? Like, I'll tell you this though: you cannot kill UPNF. They did a good job today protecting us and keeping us safe. You know, like honestly, like I was actually kind of paranoid on certain points, and like we got rushed. Like I didn't get a chance to live stream when we left, but. You know, UPNF did a good job protecting us, getting to our cars, and like Tony kept his cool. Everyone kept their cool. Ryan also as well kept his cool. So I'm like, you know, shout out to those guys who really work really hard, and they don't really have a platform. Like Ryan and Tony, like they have no platform, dude. They're not e-celebs. They're trying to like, you know, sell it's okay to be white shirts or any fucking thing, but they put their life on the line for us, and I'm really grateful for that, you know?
Yeah, and also it did appear at least that the cops, for the most part, were doing their jobs too, and you know, doing what they could to keep everybody sort of corralled and separate and not, you know.
They kind of did at first, but then the cops at the end kind of changed and they started to arrest some of our guys on bullshit.
Really?
They arrested 7 of our guys.
Really? 7?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, like, we're trying to bail one out right now for 20 G's.
What the? Whoa.
On a billy club charge.
Oof. 20,
yeah,
it's
dude.
Two.
Fucking retarded.
So it's 2, right? I'm trying to come up with 2.
Apparently, Tiny is asking for the call-in number. Fucking give it to him.
Oh, 2,000, yeah.
All right, let him call in.
Yeah, I don't know what your post was, but give him the call-in number.
Who's all right? I'm looking. Somebody's asking for it.
Yeah, it's Tiny. Tiny's asking for it.
Is it on my thread?
I don't know, but I do know that.
Like
fucking usual.
Yeah. What is this?
Joey doesn't fucking do things on his own.
Yeah. What is this? The last half of Hit Him Up.
How is this gonna be productive, dude? I don't fucking know Tiny.
Yeah,
I've never met Tiny. I don't have a problem with Tiny. I think Tiny's, I mean, from what I've seen, like, that guy got attacked by Antifa. Like, if anything, I feel bad for Tiny, and I like the guy. If you put Tiny on and he says fuck you to me, I'm just like, hey, dude.
Look,
like,
the bottom line is we met Tiny, too, and we liked him. He was a very warm, nice, funny guy. But I've seen another side of Tiny. I've seen videos of him screaming faggots unprovoked in the streets, punching people, like stirring shit up. And stirring shit up and making it worse isn't getting anybody anywhere. I would understand if you're showing up and defending your boys and fucking cracking heads, God bless you. But if you're provoking violence, that's to me is not getting anybody anywhere.
Yeah, but like again, like if you guys put Tiny on and he wants to yell at me, like I'm just like, dude, Tiny, like you didn't come up to me today. My beef is not with you, bro.
But you
I don't know anything about
honestly,
you.
Honestly, we're not beefing with him
other
either.
Other than
but
what I see on the internet,
he might have some.
We're not beefing with him.
Perspective to add to this, if he's so ingrained in that group, then he might have a better idea of where this beef comes from. Because I don't know where this beef comes from.
I mean, I'd like to know.
We're getting
a
caller. Hi, caller. Who's this?
Oh, it's the big boy, Tiny.
Hey, what's up?
The show and then talk about Joey.
Well, but here's my point,
hey,
man.
Tiny.
Here's my point, though. We've been trying to talk to Joey. Why is it we only talk to people around Joey? Why can't we just talk to Joey? Our problem isn't with you, Tiny.
Well,
we've met in person. We've met in D.C. We have no issues with you.
Yeah.
But we would like to talk to the person that we have a problem with, and the person we have a problem with seems to be afraid to speak to us. If you're gonna, if he's going to walk up to somebody just because they're wearing one of our show shirts
and
accost
them. Calm down. You're going off on me, man. You're going off on me. I'm the one.
You're breaking up. Hey, you there? You're breaking up, man. You there?
Yes,
hello?
I'm here.
Okay, sorry. Say that again. You broke up a bit.
I said you're going off.
No.
You're saying you're concerned and everything, but I'm trying to call Joey, too. He's not answering.
I know. And by the way, okay.
But no,
I get it, but my point is that looking from
Joey.
Real quick, Tiny, let me just explain from our perspective here what's going on. Our buddy L.A. Werewolf was out at the rally today. He was wearing one of our shirts. Apparently, Joey thought it was us, and he started going into...
You're breaking up. You just said he was wearing what?
Our buddy Ellie Werewolf was wearing one of our shirts from our show, a Revenge of the Sith shirt.
I don't know if that was definitely...
But we don't know. But he does walk up. He walked up to Frank, and he started going in on him. Now, if he's going to do that, and if he has a problem with us, we're happy to talk to him. But we just don't want him walking up to people on the streets where, if that's the reason, wearing our shirts and just going, hey, fuck you guys. Like, that's all right. That's not productive, you know?
Who was wearing your shirt?
L.A. Werewolf.
I was. I was wearing a Revenge of the Sith shirt at the rally down here today.
So what does have to do with any of...
I'm sorry, what were you asking?
You there, man?
Hello?
Hello?
So I'm over here.
Yeah, sorry,
you
man.
Hear me?
Your call keeps going in and out, dude.
This.
Yeah, Tiny allegedly is cutting off kind of bad. So I can't really get what he's saying.
You guys hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Outside. Because I'm in the house right now.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
That's better. Yeah, that's fine. That'll work.
All right. So my question is, what does Joey have to do with this?
He attacked it.
He literally walked up to them and went after them, and we're trying to figure out.
So Joey went. Joey went off on somebody.
Yeah, Joey went up to me saying that, like, I'm attacking everybody and I have a problem with the alt-right and all this other weird stuff. And he kept saying, like, I'm not...
So you're the one who Joey went off on.
Correct.
Yes, that's correct. Hello, Tiny?
Hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I can kind of hear you.
Yeah, it keeps breaking up in and out, dude. That's all.
Was watching the show because Stephanie tagged me in the link, and then I click on that thing, and then the guy that's talking right now, I think you mentioned Haley fucking that and whatever, and fucked up, and I didn't even know anything of like that happened today at the rally. I'll talk to him, and I'll try to get him on you guys' show so you guys can settle this.
That would be great.
All this infighting. All this infighting, you know, I'm known as Joey's right-hand man.
Yeah. Well, we know. That's
all this infighting, you know, I'm pissed off at all this shit, you know?
Well, yeah, I agree. Yeah. And again,
I get
you
it.
Know,
but
here's the thing. I've already... I don't give a fuck if real racists come to the rally, real alt-right, is we've been trying to beat these people up for the longest time. It ain't gonna work. The only thing we can do to solve this whole fucking problem with Nazis and all this shit is to have a civil conversation and both sides understanding what the other side wants.
But how
but this infighting about people
but how
government is in this what was that?
No, but how can you do that when you have a bunch of people who are all putting profits and fundraising and selling T-shirts and getting all these boomer bucks ahead of actually getting anything done? I haven't heard a single person on the West Coast in the right recommend a single candidate to me yet. I haven't heard them say a single thing about actual politics. All I see is people calling each other feds, controlled opposition, faggot cuck Jews, and beating each other up and trying to sell more T-shirts than the other fucking guy. So when does the other good shit start? When does that shit start? Because I don't see any attempts for this to get fixed.
That
I
is
see people.
True.
I hear the same fucking sentiments. I want to see everybody get along and buy a good night left side shirt and fuck this guy. He's a Fed control. It's the same shit, man. I watched you in Portland
here,
walking
you know,
around unprovoked, calling people faggots and swinging on people that were not even fucking looking at you, didn't even make eye contact with you. What kind of fucking optics is that? What kind of senators is that going to get elected for us?
To everything you say, I couldn't agree more. You know, I'm all for that. And
hello,
I'm here.
I know you're there, Frank. I can hear you. The call keeps dropping. That's
in
and out. Yeah, go ahead.
Be the leader, and you know. Most of these people that are in it, they're just in it for the likes. They're just in it to make.
Can the leader of the right at least not have a boost?
Anything like that was going on?
No,
you guys are breaking up.
Yeah, I know. It keeps keeps cutting out.
It
keeps cutting out. Yeah, we're on Skype, so.
So yeah, I'm gonna. I'll talk to Joey about that. I never knew Joey went off on somebody. I'll try to get him on your show tonight, but
thanks.
You know, it's not a guarantee.
No, that's fine, and I don't care. But
set something up.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Tiny. I do appreciate you calling in, man. I do appreciate that.
I think you guys need to do a live video on your Facebook page, but I'll invite Joey in.
Okay.
That will be easier.
Okay.
All right, man.
All right, man. Later.
I seriously need a cigarette after that.
No, but the thing.
Hey, Chris, this is Sam. Like. You're saying that nobody on the West Coast talks about politics and campaigns. Like,
all right.
I'm a little pissed off then.
All right.
Like,
listen.
What the fuck?
Okay, listen, I understand that there are people. I might have, maybe my absolute statement was a little bit off. Of course, there's people like you guys. I know there's people trying to do shit. You know what I meant. Don't get totally mad at me.
Also, one of my good friends, Will Fears did nothing wrong in Florida, said that you guys did a biased piece on him and, like, ooh, you guys talk shit about him. So I want to know what's up with that, because I know you guys are pretty objective and you guys, like, say the truth. So he's like,
yeah,
he's
no,
texting
he's,
me
she's,
that right now.
She's asking, because Royce is asking me what you're talking about. She's talking about, remember the guy from Gainesville that his ex-girlfriend called in and wanted to tell her story in a friend of our show.
He is a crazy bitch.
All right,
hold on.
Can I finish my point?
You calm down.
Can I finish my point?
Okay.
If people actually listen to the segment, we said multiple times throughout the segment that while we were not there to see things.
Correct.
I could show you. I have copies of police reports and statements and all this shit that were made, the arrest reports. I did my due diligence. I let her come on. I let her do most of the talking. And at no point did me or Royce actually say that this guy did these things. There was not a slanted piece. That was a good friend of mine who knew her, who said, look, man, this girl went through some shit. She wanted to come on and tell her story. We let her come on and tell her story. We've gotten shit other times for letting people come on and tell their story. It's kind of the vibe of our show.
But
we never at any point said he did this shit. But when a friend of a friend says, I really want to get this off my chest. And even in that context, I asked, look, I can't just go on the air and go, this guy beats women, because that's fucking retarded. And it's not even an interesting topic for the show. When she proceeded to provide me with all of the necessary documents to run with a story like that, I ran with the story. The reason we ran with that story was because Vice was up her ass and BuzzFeed was up her ass and multiple other fucking outfits were up her ass to try to get that story, because those records were already on file and they were already in court for that shit. So somebody was going to get that story. She decided to come to us with it instead of Vice or BuzzFeed, because Vice or BuzzFeed wanted to do a fucking giant expose about how all white Nazis are wife beaters, is basically how it turned out.
So we decided,
so we let her on our show.
The same way you guys called us and anybody calls, hey, could we want to do something on the show? We always say yes, because again, just like we're talking about with Joey Gibson and everything, free speech is fucking absolute to us. And if somebody wants to call with their side, hey, if he has a problem, we will set up a day. He could call in the show and give his side of it.
We never said William Fears couldn't come on our show and say that she's a fucking coked out dick sucker. Listen, if he wants to say that three black guys ran a train on her while she did rails off of their dicks, we'll let him on the show.
Yeah.
We're pretty fair and balanced here. No pun intended, as far as our coverage. But I can tell you this, that I didn't just run wild because she told me some stories. She had a lot to offer, you know, as far as the evidence. I'd seen the screenshots. I knew which reporters were in touch with her. I didn't want that story to turn into a, see how all these white nationalists beat their girlfriends because they're all fucking trailer park fucking white beaters. So we said, look, we'll let you come on the show. We're going to car. And if you go listen, did you actually listen to the segment?
No, he's just texting me, like, these people and he's my really good friend.
No, okay, I would strongly encourage you to listen to the segment. Completely objectively.
Okay, I'll listen to it.
And something else I would say, what he doesn't understand, as bad as he thought it was better than we did it than if Vice did it.
Yeah.
Because if Vice did it, because they literally wanted the story. This isn't a lie. We saw a screenshot.
She was going to go to somebody.
And it was not going to be nice. It was going to be way worse than us, because we try to be reasonable. Vice would have turned it into, this guy punches women and fucking aborts babies with his hands. Like, that's what it was going to turn into.
Yeah.
Because as crazy as she may or may not be, they were still going to write the story. And would you rather the story go through our filter or through Vice's filter?
If BuzzFeed wrote that story, they would have said, William Fears is a woman murderer. And by the way, here's also a list of all his Facebook friends.
Yeah.
Okay? So we decided to go in a different direction with it. Now, again, just like to Royce's point, William Fears is more than welcome to come on our program, tell his side of the story. He can talk about Reagan all he wants. He can shit in her open mouth. And we will put the same, if not more, emphasis on that clip. Because
correct,
we're fair, again. But somebody came to us. We were like, ah, fuck, she's going to go to Vice with this. And we're like, no, come on our show instead so we can steer the conversation. And it doesn't turn into, here's why everybody at the Richard Spencer rally is a wife beater.
Correct.
That's just me being fair.
No, yeah, I understand completely. I told them, I was like, you need to get on the show. These are really good people. They are, you know, they have no malice against you. And this, like, this lying, crazy bitch who I would love to punch because I do beat people up who talk shit about my friends.
And to be fair, I'm going to be objective right now, to William Fierce's credit. I'm still Facebook friends with that young lady, and I'm not going to reveal who she is, but she's very punchable. So I'm just saying, objectively, she's kind of punchable. I'm not condoning violence against women to the listeners out there. I'm just saying this particular girl comes off occasionally on Facebook as extremely punchable. So if he wants to come on, he's fine. He came at us very strongly on Twitter. And look, the bottom line is if you're going to come at me on Twitter and call me a faggot cuck and say I'm lying about you and start yelling at me in the morning before I've had coffee, I'm going to yell at you back. Like, you want to come on the show and tell your story, dude? We have no beef with you. We even said in the segment, you're a handsome young man.
We did say that.
So it's fine. God, anybody else got...
I mean, the SPLC wrote a hit piece on him, so, you know...
Yeah, but to be fair, the SPLC thinks anything fucking... Yeah. Anything that's not fucking MSNBC or NPR is fucking Nazi. Yeah. So,
SPLC just wrote a piece about Andy Worski, and I'm 75% convinced he's a Jew. So, don't fucking start telling me that they have any kind of credence. Yeah. Nobody should listen to them.
Seriously, look at his profile.
Yeah, look, just know his actual profile.
That's
his
what
silhouette.
I said. That's what I meant.
Yeah, he's a very Middle Eastern-y looking guy. Nah, I'm on to you, Shlomo.
I mean, he's Portuguese, so, you know.
Yeah, Portuguese, triple parentheses. Are we going to keep this going? Does anybody else have any beefs? Can we? I need a cigarette because I screamed at Tiny and I'm tired now.
Today was interesting.
Yes. So, what?
Somebody threw an egg at me today.
Was it cooked or was it raw? Yeah.
Was it huevos rancheros?
It was raw, and it was interesting. Like they hit me a little bit, but I've never had anybody throw an egg at me. That was an experience.
Well, you know,
was it a Southwest omelet?
Yeah, fucking.
did it have salsa on it?
Yeah. That's on the upside, you know, it was from a chicken from their yard. So, you know, plus side, it's organic.
Yeah, this is Frank. Yeah, they threw eggs at us and they started throwing other weird shit. And Antifa was behind the Chicanos at the event. They were tough.
Can you, before we wrap this up tonight, can you guys explain the green hats to me? Because that was a new thing I learned today.
That was new to us. What are these green hats?
You guys know what the green
hats were? No. Dude.
That's the lawyer's guild. So
woke us.
Let me red pill you on the green hats.
Woke us.
That's the lawyer's guild. They go to every event, and anytime like one of those like commie faggots like gets arrested, they ask them for their name and then they defend him at no cost because they take pictures. Obviously, we know like they're getting funded by, you know, people.
Soros?
By a certain Hungarian guy. I know, I got you.
they're getting funded by Mofello white people, you know.
So they defend them for free. That's their get out of jail free card. The guys with the green hats.
Yeah, Why the fuck does the alt-right not have a lawyer's guild? Why isn't Kyle Bristow out there telling niggas
Jews aren't allowed in the alt-right? That's why there's no lawyers, Mike. You know that.
He needs to watch everybody's back.
No, we have lawyers, but we don't have like the shekels that they have. But we have good lawyers, like, you know, there's good people on the right, but we don't have the establishment money that they have.
Well, they need a color hat, too, to compete with their hats.
And look,
I'm thinking magenta.
I do want to apologize to Sam for my comment earlier. Yes, there are plenty of people.
Fine.
There are plenty of people that I do see doing work. I think what I meant when I said everybody, it's just like everybody with a profile, like everybody who has a Facebook fan page, like all these jagoffs is what I meant. You're like literally somebody that everybody knows. But I've never seen you suck your own dick I don't have a better analogy, but I don't ever see you like, look what I'm doing. Sit by one of my Samara shirts, beer. Good night, left side.
And I want to apologize to Sam for having to lower herself and speak to two spicks tonight. And that's really, I know that's tough for you, and I want to thank you for just doing that. And
I'm not used to this.
You have to wash your hands very well afterwards and you're going to be fine.
Don't worry, Sam. You're on the phone with one cutie, Arian, baby. It's all right.
And the other one's Mike.
shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
Are we done? Oh, I got to smoke a cigarette
now. You guys, thank you for coming on.
Promote some stuff.
Yeah, promote your shit. Frank, you, everyone, promote
Chill
your shit.
I'm going to go smoke.
Yeah. I love you guys.
Okay.
Go ahead, promote it.
I'm the campaign manager for Pat Little. He's running for U.S. Senate here in California. Mm-hmm. He is running as a counter-Semitic, pro-white advocacy Republican. So, you know, he's open to working with everybody, but he is pro-white. He is pro-people because it is true that white people are the most underrepresented group in the country.
All right, cool. And Frank, you want to plug anything, man? Or did you go take a shit?
Yeah, I want to plug some stuff.
Okay. What's up?
So basically, I just want to say my new title in Southern California is I am now officially the dictator.
I love it.
I am running as the leader of SoCal as the dictator, and I have a lot of platform and rules. I will give that out in the future, but just stay tuned. I will be known as the dictator of Southern California.
Thank you so much. And I'll say this. I really will try to set up some sort of debate between you and Joey over the weekend. Maybe we can do it early next week. We could figure it out. I will do my very best to set that up.
Yeah, make sure he answers your calls at least.
I know. I'll call in as some sort of, I don't know, Chinese whore. Then he'll probably answer and talk to me.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But thank you guys for being on, and thank you for repping our shit, Frank. We do appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm not going to wash this shirt.
Yeah, well, I thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad that it's a magnet for people to just scream at you.
Yeah, I might just wear this everywhere I go now.
Hey, you're the fucking faggots. You get ready to hear that a lot. Hey, you're the fucking faggots that... Oh, fuck. All right, man. Stay safe out there.
All right.
Later, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Good night, guys.
Bye.
All right, guys. That was L.A. Werewolf and Sam giving us their update from the Chicano rally. Unfortunately, our shirt may or may not have got him in trouble. Thank you, Tiny, for calling in. We appreciate that. If you want to help out Frank, it's patreon.com/LA Werewolf. If you want to help us out, it's patreon.com/We're Not Sorry. I was literally on the couch. I still have company here. And we ran up to the studio because we thought it was important to get this out there. Hopefully, we'll set something up with Joey Gibson soon. If you guys know him, get the word out. Again, we'll have anybody on the show regardless of that, but we'll be back Monday unless something fucking nuts happens tomorrow. We'll be back Monday. Good night, guys.